Rory, what is the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game with Finn Harps?
Oh, Mark Walsh out, and then Bastion gets back into the country later this evening, so we'll assess where Bastion is and see where we go tomorrow, but apart from that, we're fine.
Of course, an hour and a half with Derby, last time out was one as well, Rory. Strong team, Finn Harps. How do you see this one going?
I think it'll be a tight affair again. Very good team. Lads who have won trophies throughout their team, and as I've said it many times, best squad of Finn Harps have had in a long, long time, in my opinion. And they've won six in the spin. They've beat the top two in the league in their last two league games, which I don't think anyone has done this year. And they've done it back to back. And I'm sure Finn Harps will play everything down as they do. But I'm sure they'll have their own internal goals and ambitions for this season, I'm sure they'll have Europe in their sights.
Of course, the lads came off the field fortnight back, they were deflated. Is that something now that you use to pipe them up for tomorrow night and psych them up and get them going?
No, I don't think I need to. It was a flat performance from our end, but we haven't had many of them. It's out of the system. We've had 2 weeks now, a nice break, and I see a real steeliness and hunger in the players' eyes this week, and I think we're ready to approach the game in a positive manner and try and pick up 3 points and get back on the horse.
Of course, as you say, it was a break. Was it a welcome break, Rory, or would you just been happy to continue on the games?
No, it was either way. I'm not, like, that's the way it was. I think it didn't do any harm, to be honest with you, and I've seen a real determination and training over the last week or two, and the players are in good spirits, and our league form's been excellent, our home form's improved dramatically, and the players are playing with good confidence, and I'm sure our supporters in the Brandywell tomorrow night will get right behind the team, and I think it gives our players extra energy and drive to go on and pick up positive results.
A man who hasn't featured yet for the County Stripes, Jed Story. What is the latest on him? Has he got his clearance free, or is it?
Aye, he's good to go. Jed's just turned 19, Packy. So, he's turned 19. We didn't sign him to go straight in. We're going to try and help him develop here as a player and fulfil his potential. But, he's a kid. He's limited senior football experience. So, we see him as one for the future, and someone who we're going to try and develop here, but Jared will be in the squad tomorrow night.
Looking at yourself now, Roy, as a manager, you've been in the job now a few months. How's it been for you?
Brilliant, I've loved it. The players have been amazing to work with, the staff have been brilliant as well, and I've just, it's brilliant working for the club, and I think we're steadily progressing, and that's the key. As long as you can see progression, then it gives you hope, and I've enjoyed it.